Do you remember me telling you a few days ago about the time I ran away from home? When my dad picked me up that day after I had run away from home, it was the longest return back to the house, even though I was only two houses away from home. I thought I knew what awaited me. Oh, there was punishment and discipline, and it came in the form of a spanking and having to hug my brother and tell him that I loved him. But what else awaited me was the restoration, the security, and the peace of family that I still enjoy to this day. When you live in the bitterness of grief, we tend to run away. We want to isolate ourselves, either physically or pushing people away, or we want to run away mentally and emotionally through medicines, drugs, alcohol. We live in a world that doesn't know how to deal with the reality of our sin. We think God does all this stuff to us because He's just a cruel God, instead of realizing that He works for our good, even when it hurts, and even when we can't see it. All of what's going on in the book of Ruth is providential, but I want to point out one aspect that may go unnoticed. Look at the very last sentence of chapter 1. Verse 22, it says this, "They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest." Naomi had no idea that extreme measures of grace and mercy and faithfulness were just around the corner with the beginning of barley season. And consider this providential circumstance right now. You are here listening to this word from the Lord at this time. It's not coincidental, it's providential. Perhaps God is wooing you back to Himself through His Word and His Spirit, and He's calling out to you to return home to Him. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also, remember the Wo Karin LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burma.